I'm all about the Gen Con convention. Their theme music.
I love how every year you just get more and more interested in it. I just want you to dress up and be one with the people.
I've been thinking about dressing up, but like, you know, bringing back Kyle Claus and dressing as Santa, even though there's probably no game for Santa. Even though, actually, I did see a Santa down there yesterday when
really?
I went down for my second day in a row.
Was it like a Transformer and Santa had a baby? Was that what it looked like, or just a normal Santa?
It looked like a normal Santa
really?
With the suspenders on.
I guess anything
do
goes.
You. But I went down for the second consecutive day to check out the Gen Con convention. I'm trying to get one with my inner Gen Con self, if you will. But I stick out like a sore thumb, though, because I just had, like, a Pacers t-shirt on. And I could tell. They looked at me like I was the outsider. I felt the eyes staring at me like, this guy is not one of us yet.
You should at least worn, like, a Nintendo shirt or something.
Something. I know. I needed to go pick up one at Target. Either way, I went back to Gen Con and ran into a guy who really loves himself some Dr. No. Does it kind of get buck wild at night? Like, I feel like it's like a little mini Vegas for you guys. But do you meet some ladies and stuff while you're here? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It just gets wild.
What outfit that a lady could be wearing would you be like, damn, she needs to come back to my hotel room?
A Doctor Who mini dress.
Say I'm that girl in that Doctor Who dress right now, and you just ran into me at Tilted Kilt downtown. You come up to me, you see me, you think I'm sexy. What's your pickup line? What do you say to me?
Hi, Matthew.
You're sexy.
Actually, my name's Ben, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did I just call you Matthew? Never mind. I need a round of shots.
Well, you know, it's always bigger on the inside.
What?
I love Gen Conners. I'm telling you, it's like guys getting together and talking about football, but down there, they're getting together to talk about the latest and hottest board game.
But if you ask them about football, they'd be like, what's football?
Yeah. Then I ran into, this was probably the highlight, was that I ran into people that love themselves some My Little Pony.
My name is Kixie.
Please describe the outfit you have on right now.
Well, I am wearing a long pink wig, and yellow pony ears are the large things, also wings. I am Fluttershy the My Little Pony from My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Yes, are there little bronies running around today, too? Is this the brony?
I ran into
a brony.
Pinkie Pie. He's dressed as Pinkie Pie.
Wait a second. Is this a Pinkie Pie brony?
Indeed.
And it was a big day because when you run into a brony, I realized this, it's like finding a unicorn in the middle of a cornfield. It is a big deal when you run into a brony.
It's amazing.
Because a brony is a guy who loves My Little Ponies, even though, you know, it might be intended for the females.
Right. They're so rare.
Here's the brony. Pinkie Pie, please describe the outfit you have on to the audience.
I am wearing white and pink striped socks, black Converse with hot pink laces, yellow suspenders, a pink shirt with yellow and blue balloons, a magenta curly wig, and pink pony ears.
Are people loving your outfit?
Yeah, we are getting requested to take a lot of pictures. People are like, oh, I love the look, you know?
He's my hero. I want to be his best friend.
I love it. Gen Con, do you. Welcome to Indianapolis.
Yes.
It is Skyle and Rachel on Radio Now at 100.9.